Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for February 2019. This month the days continue to lengthen, but this time of year tends to give a number of cold, clear nights, so hopefully plenty of opportunities to see the stars. The Milky Way is something that you don't see too often these days, given the ever-increasing light pollution around us. But if you manage to get away from any lights on a really clear night, look out for a hazy band going across the sky. This month, at around 8 o'clock in the evening, it will be going from the northwest to the southeast. If you look at this band through binoculars, you will see that it is in fact millions of stars packed very close together. And we are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, which we call the Milky Way, after this milky white hazy band. The galaxy is a very large, flat, rotating spiral of billions of stars, and we're about two-thirds of the way out from the slight bulge at the centre of the spiral. And when we look towards the centre, we see this vast collection of stars stretched out in a band across our sky. To confirm that you're actually seeing the Milky Way, spot Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation in the northwest, and the Milky Way is running straight through the middle of Cassiopeia end to end. Now on to the Moon. New Moon this month is on the 4th, with the full Moon following 2 weeks later on the 19th. So the early weeks of the month are best for observing faint objects. Now on to the planets that are visible this month. Mercury is visible around the end of the month, when it can be seen just after sunset in the west, about 9 degrees above the horizon. Venus is a prominent morning object, at its best throughout the month, just before sunrise in the southeast. It's the very bright object, you can't miss it. Mars is still an evening object all month, best seen around 7 p.m. to the southwest in the constellation of Pisces the Fish, around 40 degrees above the horizon. Jupiter is still a magnificent object to look at in the early morning. Again, an obvious bright object about 10 degrees above the horizon in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the Serpent Bearer. So look out for it in the south-southeast around 5 a.m. Binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons and possibly some detail on the planet itself. Saturn is also a morning sky object, best seen around 6 a.m. Look out for the bright yellow object in the southeast around 6 degrees above the horizon, best at the end of the month. Now on the 2nd of February there's a nice little thing happening. It's an occultation of Saturn by the Moon, and it's happening around 6:44 a.m. Look out on the internet for the exact timings for where you are. There are no meteor showers worth looking at this month, so on to constellation watching. This month we're going to concentrate on the North Celestial Pole. First find the North Pole star, Polaris. Remember to use the pointers of the plough to locate it. Now, if you're in a very dark location, try to make out the Little Bear, or Ursa Minor, which is a similar saucepan shape to the plough, but this time has the pole star at the end of its handle, or the Little Bear's tail. We have already looked at Cassiopeia earlier, and on the opposite side of the pole star from the plough, now you're looking above the pole star, there are a lot of not very bright objects, most of which belong to the constellation of Draco, the dragon. To the south of Polaris, between the plough and Cassiopeia, we find a faint set of stars that form the obscure Camelopardalis, or the giraffe. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Don't forget the ever-useful planisphere, which tells you what's where at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from most good bookshops. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for March's highlights. Bye for now.